Happy Father's Day, everybody. Welcome to the We Still Genesis podcast. Today is an amazing day. One, because it's Father's Day all over the world. And two, because it's Father's Day all over the world. I'm extremely happy to share this brief message with you. This message goes to everyone who still has their biological father here on earth to celebrate with. This message is also for anybody who has never, ever, ever met their biological fathers or have no access to them in one way or the other. And also, this message is for anyone who has lost their biological father. Trust me, regardless of what position that you find yourself in when it comes to Father's Day, always remember that God, or the Almighty, excuse me, who is the ultimate father for everyone. He said it in his word that he is the father to the fatherless, or he is the wisdom for the fathers who are still present. So don't worry, dive into the word with me today, and I know that eventually you would understand why it is an important day to celebrate. So obviously, my message will forever be inspired by my own father, my biological father, who I lost in 2019, in my birthday month, and also to my eternal father, who continues to take care of me, even though my actual biological father is not here. And I want to share this message because this message actually comforted me through my loss and through my pain right before it actually happened. It is from Luke 15. It'll forever be my favorite parable. It's the parable of the lost son, also aka known in the Passion, New Translation Passion version, as the loving father. Now, the parable of the lost son forever has been known to have a focus on the son who took his, share of inheritance, even though his father was alive, and went and squandered it. But today I want to highlight on the loving father. The message surrounding this parable actually is to show the lengths and depths that God will go for his children. And as we all know, if you haven't read the story, it can be found in Luke 15. It is a parable that was told by Christ when a lot of the religious leaders were questioning why he spent so much time with notorious sinners. And I just want to say one thing, like, God or the Almighty is not partial. He is the God for everybody. So even when people fall short, he's still their father. And even if you're perfect, he's still your father. And that's the amazing thing about this eternal father. So the significance of this story, and I'm not going to read it, I just want you to go in deep and find out this deep inspiration for yourself, is that message of love. Regardless of whatever happens, I think that love solves a lot of situations. As we can see, the father is very accommodating to his son when he comes to ask him for inheritance, even in the beginning when he's not even dead. Like, this man is not even dead yet, and his son wants an inheritance. And that's how God is to, like, that's what God does for us. Like, even when we are so desperate and we go ahead of ourselves to decide to do whatever we want, you know, he lets us go ahead and make that choice and, you know, learn from whatever will happen in that path that we've chosen. And that's what we see in the very first in the first few verses regarding his son deciding to part away and go away. And the second part is obviously the love that the son resonates with when he's in trouble, when he's gone away and he's doing his own thing and he realizes that, no, I have fallen short. I'm struggling. I'm suffering now. He thinks about the love that his father shows to his servants back home. This is what reminds him to turn and transform his mind into like a period of repentance, I would say, in this story, because it's like he's noticed that whatever he's done doesn't make any type of sense. But the good thing is that he knows that this eternal father, when he returns to him, he's not gonna send him away. And I think that when we think about our fathers in this way, not necessarily our biological fathers, but when we think about God in this way, it helps us, you know, understand that even when our own fathers fall short in some of these areas, we still have a connection to the eternal father. We still know that regardless of what happens, he's got us. So that's the second portion of this beautiful message. And then finally, I love the end, the ending verses when, you know, the son returns home and the father sees him from afar. He runs to meet him. It doesn't say that the son gets to the house. The father actually sees his son from a distance and he starts to run to hug him, to love him. His heart, that heart that is still filled with compassion, sees that his son who was falling short is actually coming back. And that's a very beautiful thing to think about, that no matter what we face, no matter our circumstances, we know that we can have that anchor in our father. We know that our father will run to meet us should we decide to have a change of heart and decide to, you know, advance back towards him. And that's a beautiful thing. So the final point that I wanted to touch on was the older son, the son who stayed home and actually, you know, decided to be the good son and be with his father. Obviously, we're human and God knows that there'll be a sense of jealousy. So even if you have a neighbor, you have a brother or sister or any type of family member who has done the worst of things, but still, you know, finds his way to turn around and come to God, like, the Almighty wants us to celebrate that. So that's the lesson that he tells his son. He's like, you've always been here with me, so whatever I have also belongs to you. So if you've been perfect, if you've had a perfect father-son relationship, that's amazing. But God is always searching for the lost people. He's always looking to bring them and add them to us. So let us, during this Father's Day, you know, let our hearts resonate with more of what or who our eternal Father is, because that gives us the grace to be empowered to understand our biological fathers, or for the lack of our biological fathers. I believe it's a beautiful message, and I wish all the fathers out there a happy Father's Day. It's not easy to be a father. No comparison. A man is supposed to be a man. A man has a lot of weight on his shoulders. A man has a lot of responsibility. So it is beautiful to see commitment from fathers. It is beautiful to see love from fathers. It is beautiful to see forgiveness and sacrifice from fathers. And if your father has been doing this, amazing. If your father, you've been doing this, amazing. If your father, you've not been doing this, you still have a chance to open your heart and do the best that you can. And if you are a child who has forever, you know, felt like you've never had that father to show you that, always remember that your eternal father is still there for you. So you lack nothing. Don't worry. Everything is been taken care of. And happy Father's Day.